Maynard Meyer for Q92, and we have some guests in our studio today. First off, just to kick it off here, the Lac Parle Players are presenting the Phantom Toll Booth at the Prairie Arts Center in Madison on Thursday, July 13th through Sunday the 16th. We'll talk more about times and tickets and things here in a little bit. But we have some representatives from the production here today, and we'll let them introduce themselves and tell us just what your part is in the Phantom Toll Booth.
All right, thank you. I'm Heidi Felton. I am the director for this production. It's my first big directing project, so it's been a fun adventure. And here next to me, I have...
My name's Edward Felton, and I'm playing the part as Milo in the Phantom Toll Booth.
All right.
And I'm Chad Felton, and I am the music director for this production.
I think we've seen you around before, a time or two. A
couple of times, yep.
And Heidi, you've been in a lot of productions over the years. I know I used to play bass guitar once in a while at Country Christmas, and you were singing a long time ago.
Yeah, I've been on stage a long time. I was trying to remember.
Yep.
My first production at the Prairie Arts Center was Annie, I think.
Okay.
And that was 99?
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Time
flies, that's for
so
sure.
So it's interesting and fun to be on kind of the other side of the stage.
Right. Well, tell us a little bit about the Phantom Toll Booth. What's it all about?
So the Phantom Toll Booth is based on a classic children's novel by Norton Juster, and it tells the story of a boy named Milo who is very disillusioned with the world and just bored all the time. Everything is boring. School is boring, playing is boring, friends are boring. And he gets to go on a magical journey that wakes up his curiosity about everything in the world. And there's, in this magical land that he's traveling through, he meets a watchdog. Hard to describe what a watchdog is, but... and there's a lot of fun wordplay with words and numbers between the rival kings in the show, who are both very one-dimensional. Words are everything and numbers are terrible, or the mathematician is the opposite, and that has led to a split in the kingdom.
That doesn't sound good.
No.
That trouble arises from
I think it'd be extra fun. I mean, the wordplay is fun. Grammar teachers would probably get a whole lot of kick out of some of the things, the jokes that go on, and
I'm one of those grammar cops they talk about on Facebook.
So
I should enjoy it then.
I get a kick out of it. Our 4-year-old's been singing the songs, and she's singing the parts of speech basically because she's learning what all these words do.
All right, sounds like a fun production.
It is. It's fun.
How many people do you have involved in it?
Total people. There's 21 in the cast.
Okay.
And then there's all, I would have to do a lot of counting
That again, with people in the background of, you know, all the things that you don't see them on stage, but they are hugely important. Without them, the show wouldn't happen for those that are on stage.
Sound, light, makeup, all that stuff that people don't realize.
Yeah, you've got a pit, you know, and yeah, so...
All right.
I would have to do more math.
quite a few rehearsals going on for that. I've seen cars around the Prairie Arts Center quite a bit.
Yes, we've been doing a very compressed rehearsal schedule. We auditioned the end of May, and we started June 5th with rehearsals 4 nights a week. And then with the 4th of July in there, we had to take a little bit of a break. But it's been short and intense, but people have been working really hard, and they are... fun. They are fun to watch. They made me laugh a lot at rehearsal last night.
Well, I know one of the fun things about productions at the Prairie Arts Center, too, it's not just Madison people, but I'm sure you got people from all around the area again.
Yeah, we have several from Milan, Milan-Watson area, a few from Dawson, from Appleton.
Okay.
I'm probably missing somebody. Marietta, of course.
Right. You know. Yeah, at least one instrumentalist from Ortonville and one from Montevideo.
Great.
Yep.
And then to play on that or talk about that is that these are all your local artists. You know, everything happening at the Prairie Art Center right now is happening from people within our, let's say, 40-mile radius.
Right.
You know, and we have often had people drive off to the cities, we won't name any names, and they go to see giant concerts, which are amazing and great, you know, but that person is 1,000 feet from you,
right,
and you don't know them. But if you come to the Prairie Arts Center, you're going to see somebody that you know.
Your neighbor on stage.
Your neighbor, you know, might be the guy who delivers your fridge,
right?
You know, and but you know that person, and you see them in a whole different light. And that's the I think the beauty and the joy. So we're just going to, you know, make our plea here. Come and support your local community theater. I know it's busy, busy weekend, but if you can sneak us in one of our four shows, we really want to see you in the seats so you can see your, again, your neighbor on right. stage.
Sometimes it's kind of fun. You put somebody in a costume or whatever. They kind of change personalities there, too.
Oh, they do.
Fussy and a side of you normally don't see.
It's been really fun to see those because it's a very, it's a show really full of quirky, larger-than-life right. characters because it's a fantasy. And so to see people play with that.
Yeah,
Has been really fun.
And some get to do more than one because it's a small cast and there's a lot of parts, so they get okay. to be one person here, and then 10 minutes later, you have no idea there's somebody else.
there they are.
Yeah.
I kind of had that trouble. I was asked to participate in the little Johnny Cash production they had over at Dawson.
Yep.
Okay.
You know, the Folsom Prison Experience, and I was a prison guard. And they put a uniform on me, you know, and I became a whole different person. It took me quite a while to get out of that character.
Yeah, you know, you're still going around for a couple of days, right?
Walking around telling people what to do, you know.
I mean, this is not this show, but for that last concert out in May at the high school, I had an Elton John number, and I was told by my student that I was wearing star sunglasses and a feather boa. And so it's like, okay, well, I did it. And then they were a little shocked to the audience because they didn't know who was playing piano. It's like, well, it's Mr. Felton. No. So that picture circulated a lot over the internet.
I
so,
bet it has.
You know, but it was worth it. And, I think I played very well. I felt different. Nobody could see me behind those sunglasses.
That's right. Do your own thing.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
All right, are we gonna do a little music from the production here today?
Yeah, Milo's gonna sing us a little song from the beginning of the show before he has his transformation.
Chad's got the keyboard here in the studio set up, ready to roll. So let's do it.
Yeah, so this is called Another Boring Afternoon, and this is Milo's song talking about being bored.
Reading a book, practicing piano, what does it matter? Who cares? Riding my bike, building a model, what does it matter? Who cares? Homework is boring, I'm choking on facts, that's not my idea of fun. Why should I learn how to spell Mozambique? Or how far away from the earth is the sun? Why? 1-4 playing CDs, doing a puzzle, watching some dumb cartoon. Oh, it looks like another boring afternoon.
Hey, great job on the song, and a lot of other great music, I'm sure, in this production coming up, so get on over there. That's the Phantom Toll Booth, and we'll cover the performance schedule here. That's going to be Thursday, July 13th, 7 p.m., Friday, July 14th, 7 p.m., Saturday, July 15th at 3 p.m., Sunday, July 16th at 3 p.m. People have been asking how to get tickets. All you have to do is get them online at prairieartscenter.com. Scan the QR code that's on the poster, I believe, as well as in the newspapers. Contact Rural Solutions in Madison at 320-698-4747, or get them at the door. Get in there 1 hour prior to the show to make sure they've got some seats for you. And that's the Phantom Toll Booth put on by the Lockboro Players. And, of course, they're in the new Prairie Arts Center. That's the first production since the overhaul. How's it looking in there?
Yes, it's looking different. And it smells different.
in a good way.
In a good way. That's a good thing. It's been fun to work in. They're still working on stuff, too. So
all right.
It's been interesting to work around the work as we all prepare.
But I haven't had a chance to get in there. I'm looking forward to seeing it. So
really excited to show it off. And it's still that same intimate theater experience that you would have known and loved at the Prairie Arts Center.
It's a great place. All right. Well, Heidi, Eddie, and Chad, thanks for coming on into the studios here today. We look forward to seeing all of you over at the Prairie Arts Center in Phantom Toll Booth.
All right. Thank you, Maynard.
Thank you.